This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The CD Spirit Line, woven together for our missing and murdered Indigenous relatives, was released in August in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Creative director Clara Natanaba spoke at the event, saying music is medicine and part of healing, including the conversation pieces in the CD.
They are unscripted, real interviews. Invite the eventual listener of the album into the conversations that are already happening within Indigenous circles of women all over the world.
The album features multiple Indigenous women. Among the songs, poems, and interviews are these two tracks, MMIW Pocahontas and Youth Prayer Chant.
When the president called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, he thought he was being funny and clever, only confirming the idolization of a child that has been turned into a fetish. In 2019, nearly 10,000 Indigenous women were reported missing.
The grassroots group Three Sisters Collective was instrumental in the project. Proceeds from the CD will be donated to the Sovereign Bodies Project, a missing and murdered Indigenous women database. Federal agencies are convening a summit September 23rd and 24th in Washington, D.C. to examine broadband access in Indian country. Tribal leaders, school officials, policymakers, and library staff will look at what tools and actions are needed to bridge the connectivity gap in Indian country. According to the FCC, tribes, especially in rural areas, fall behind the rest of the U.S. when it comes to broadband access. As the Crow Nation steps into its new year following Crow Fair, one woman says goodbye to her throne. Olivia Reingold spent the day with Miss Crow Nation on one of the last days of her tenure.
That cannon means Anna Badbear is officially late. She's Miss Crow Nation and is getting ready for her last day of riding in the parade.
I don't want it to end.
And now she's running late for the day she says she's been dreaming about since she was a kid.
Hurry up, you're going to be late.
That's Badbear's mom, Melody Reed.
Where's your fan in here?
We're just gonna go. It already started.
By riding in the parade as Miss Crow Nation, Bad Bear is partaking in a long-held Crow tradition that predates the first ever Crow Fair in 1904. Former Crow chairman Darren Old Coyote says the tradition of choosing a virtuous woman goes back to a time when the tribe was nomadic. The leader would choose a virgin who was supposed to help the tribe find pure food and water at the next camp. Some of those pressures remain. Old Coyote says Miss Crow Nation has to be a single, sober virgin with a high school degree who speaks Absalika, the Crow language. After about an hour of parading, Bad Bear rides back to the campground. Her mom comes over to help her with her sash and crown. And she says between her daughter's dresses and flights to travel the powwow circuit, this past year has cost her over $20,000. So what made it worth it when she says she lives paycheck to paycheck?
Her. It's what she wants, and I think it was a part of that was for me to push her to be the best that she could be so she doesn't, you know, wander off.
Reed knows her daughter faced pressures to drink and experiment with drugs throughout high school. But Bad Bear says growing up, she always wanted to be like the girls who were Miss Crow Nation.
People that I looked up to, that they had expectations, that they finished high school and just overcame a lot of things.
Anna graduated from Hardin High School this past spring. Now she's bound for Little Bighorn College. She says she wants to become a cardiologist. It's on to the next goal. I'm Olivia Reingold.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the law offices of Sanosky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanosky.com.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.